Good morning, Anna. Jessica.
Hi there.
Hi.
So lots and lots of high emotion on and off the campaign trail. Jessica, you were at a press event this week where somebody actually slapped somebody. So why don't you sort of set the scene on that and give us a little sense of what the heck?
So the week started on an intense note with two press conferences sort of vying for attention. One was Quinn's camp. She wasn't there, but a bunch of her surrogates and supporters were. And that was on one corner in front of the old St. Vincent's Hospital site. On the other corner was Bill de Blasio's press conference. And the candidates were trying to show who had more clout on the issue of health care. Bill de Blasio accuses Quinn of letting St. Vincent's go under on her watch. And Quinn says that he was completely MIA on St. Vincent's and has only made hospitals and healthcare an issue as the cameras have started rolling. And a protester at the Quinn press conference actually slapped an intern and State Senator Brad Hoylman.
We had this big dramatic moment this week with the passage of the overrides of the vetoes of this police legislation, in which, in fact, Christine Quinn and Bill de Blasio did disagree. But I'm wondering if sort of substantively that is meaningful to voters.
You know, what I think this is really interesting about is because it's all of the Democrats taking a stand that is very anti-Bloomberg. And Christine Quinn is not the anti-Bloomberg candidate. So all of these details about which candidate supports which bill and which candidate didn't support which bill, that might wash over people. But if you're Bill de Blasio and you are the one saying, I am the candidate running against the status quo, you're going to win this week because stop and frisk and the stop and frisk policies as they exist right now, that's a Bloomberg legacy. And Christine Quinn has been running on making the Bloomberg New York, keeping it as it is and making it better. That's not an argument that won this week.
I'm wondering, you know, for both of you, Anna and Jessica, whether being out on the trail, you're getting a sense that voters are sort of cutting it up like this, slicing and dicing and sort of who was for this and who was against this.
I think that's what I noticed being around Bill de Blasio this week is he is clearly a candidate in transition from being the guy who's running from the back of the top of the field to being the front runner. He's still kind of holding on to this idea of trying to have complete message discipline as opposed to a comfort around just kind of projecting who he is.
That being said, I think he's really driving the substance of the discussion right now. He's made healthcare and hospitals front and center. He put out the ad saying that he's the only candidate to end discrimination as it relates to stop and frisk. The other candidates came out and said that's not true. But either way, he's driving the discussion these days.
And I think that that undercuts Christine Quinn's argument, which is that Bill de Blasio hasn't gotten anything done, that he's just somebody who holds press conferences, because now he's the one who's framing the debate.
And very interestingly, I'm detecting a lot of nervousness in the Bill Thompson camp. We saw it in the debate when Thompson went after de Blasio, and what his aides are saying about de Blasio and the way they're trying to call various de Blasio things into question, that's different from what they've been projecting this whole campaign, which is we're going to be in the runoff, we have a really strong candidate, we are going to be able to pull together the coalition to do it.
Yeah, and I saw that actually out on the field with Bill de Blasio, and a lot of it, I think, is because of the ads that he's chosen to run, which feature his African-American son. And voters, I was in Brooklyn with Bill de Blasio talking to voters. They looked at Dante, his son, who has this prominent Afro. They looked at Bill de Blasio. And one voter I talked to before Bill de Blasio showed up told me he was definitely supporting Bill Thompson. After he met Bill de Blasio and his son, Dante, he told me, I'm going to take a second look at him. And this is why I think you see Bill Thompson's campaign changing their message, because all along they have been saying, we are confident that because we have the African-American candidate in the field, we are going to bring this coalition of minority voters together. I think Bill de Blasio is disrupting that plan.
Coming up this week, there are no debates in the mayor's race on the Democratic side, although there is a Republican debate. We are expecting more newspaper endorsements, potentially the New York Times endorsement. And I expect that in a field where there are still about a third of voters who say they are likely to switch their choice, that is something that could cement it for one of the candidates, because a lot of Democrats are still trying to get to certainty on their choice. So what are you going to be watching for this week, Anna?
Yeah, just how volatile these polls continue to be. I mean, it's only been a week that Bill de Blasio has been a front runner.
Thanks so much, Anna, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you.